July 4th, 1941. The President of the United States speaks from the Franklin D. Roosevelt Library at Hyde Park, New York, as Americans everywhere pause to express their gratitude for their heritage of American citizenship during this special broadcast, which is under the auspices of the Office of Civilian Defense, Mayor Fiorello H. LaGuardia, Director. Large assemblies will repeat the Oath of Allegiance with the Chief Justice of the United States, Harlan Fiske Stone, and bands throughout the country will join the United States Marine Band as it plays the Star-Spangled Banner. And now, ladies and gentlemen, the President of the United States.
My fellow Americans, in 1776, on the 4th day of July, the representatives of the several states in Congress assembled, declaring our independence, asserted that a decent respect for the opinion of mankind required that they should declare the reasons for their action. In this new crisis, we have a like duty. In 1776, we waged war in behalf of the great principle that government should derive its just powers from the consent of the governed. In other words, representation chosen in free elections. In the century and a half that followed, this cause of human freedom swept across the world. But now in our generation, in the past few years, a new resistance in the form of several new practices of tyranny has been making such headway that the fundamentals of 1776 are being struck down abroad, and definitely they are threatened here. It is indeed a fallacy based on no logic at all for any Americans to suggest that the rule of force can defeat human freedom in all the other parts of the world and permit it to survive in the United States alone. But it has been that childlike fantasy itself, that misdirected faith, which has led nation after nation to go about their peaceful tasks, relying on the thought and even the promise that they and their lives and their governments would be allowed to live when the juggernaut of force came their way. It is simple. I could almost say simple-minded. For us Americans to wave the flag, to reassert our belief in the cause of freedom, and to let it go at that. Yet, all of us who lie awake at night, all of us who study and study again, know full well that in these days we cannot save freedom with pitchforks and muskets alone, after a dictator combination has gained control of the rest of the world. We know that we cannot save freedom in our own midst, in our own land, if all around us, our neighbor nations, have lost their freedom. That is why we are engaged in a serious, in a mighty, in a unified action in the cause of the defense of the hemisphere and the freedom of the seas. We need not the loyalty and unity alone. We need speed and efficiency and toil, and an end to backbiting, an end to the sabotage that runs far deeper than the blowing up of munition plants. I tell the American people solemnly that the United States will never survive as a happy and fertile oasis of liberty surrounded by a cruel desert of dictatorship. And so it is that when we repeat the great pledge to our country and to our flag, it must be our deep conviction that we pledge as well our work, our will, and if it be necessary, our very lives.
And now we will be led in the Pledge of Allegiance by the Chief Justice of the United States.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.